I speak to you now in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Well, for months now, we have been enduring the secularized, commercialized, consumerized version of Christmas. I have great respect for retailers who hang on all year long and depend on Christmas sales to make the bottom line for the year. I know they need to advertise. I know they need to use our Christmas hymns and carols. But finally, we arrive at this night, and by golly, it's our turn. The real Christmas is here. So first, a quick review of what Christmas in church is not celebrating. It's not a celebration of a Charles Dickens story set in 18th century English towns with gas lamps and caroling groups in period costume, even though I myself was caroling in period costume in Sydney a few weeks ago. Nor does the church celebrate a fat elf in a red suit in a sleigh with a dozen Finnish caribou pulling it. That Santa was actually Samuel Clement's image from his poem The Night Before Christmas, an image then borrowed by the Coca-Cola Company. But yes, we in our house hang our stockings by the chimney with care. I actually grew up in a house with a fireplace that had a black hearth. And every Christmas morning when I was a child, I would get up and there would be footprints coming out of the chimney, getting bigger as they came out, and then a set going back in that were getting smaller. At least that was true every Christmas until the year I went into the mudroom and checked out all the shoes and discovered. I'll tell you the end of that story later. Nor is the church's celebration of Christmas about family, though it is a wonderful thing if there is a family gathering and love is around the table. Nor is it about stuffing ourselves with too much turkey and Christmas pudding. The Christmas dinner, you know, it's really unfair to the average Canadian household. That tradition really began in 18th century England and the aristocracy, and they had a staff to do it for them. No, we celebrate at Christmas a much more beautiful, much more wonderful, much more mysterious truth. From the Old Testament reading tonight, we heard the promise of the restoration of a just and equitable society. I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink the wine for which you have labored, but those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in my holy courts. We have to remember, the economy of Israel, over and over again, was subjected to the interference of dominating foreign powers. Taxes were mostly in kind, mostly around the 60 to 80% mark. And whatever your harvest happened to be, that's what you paid your taxes in. And those taxes didn't provide you with roads and hospitals and schools and social systems. They went off to line the pockets of a very small ruling class in charge of a very large army. As I say that, I think, yeah, there may be a few countries in the world where that's still the case. Well, Isaiah's promise is that all of this will be put right. So there's a huge theme of hope celebrated in our Christmas story. Hope for justice for all, especially for those struggling to find a place in the world. The epistle reading sounds another major theme of God's coming into human flesh to be the Savior of the world. Unlike the song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, it was never based on performance, whether or naughty or nice. It says, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy. That's the real Christmas story. I remember as a child thinking that I had to help out with the dishes without complaining from about October on, or Santa Claus wouldn't come. For some reason, my parents never corrected me on that one. Can't think why. The Christian Christmas celebration is a celebration of deep gratitude for this inexplicable mystery that God sent Jesus into the world out of love for us. Unearned. If there's one thing that the gift-giving of our society's Christmas gets right, it is that the idea that we don't, in fact, earn our presents. We don't deserve them. You know that line when someone opens a particularly expensive gift and says, "Oh, you shouldn't have." We could certainly say that to God. "Oh, you shouldn't have." And the divine answer might be, "You're right, I probably shouldn't have. But it's my nature to be filled with grace, so I have sent my Son to save you anyhow." So that's why there's such joy, a joy recorded in Luke's portrayal of the angels proclaiming to shepherds, shepherds who were humble folk, who had no real status in town, proclaiming to the shepherds, "To you is born this day a Savior, Jesus the Messiah." In so many ways, we're set free by the Christmas story, free to simply receive love as a child, to receive this incredible gift of being put right with God, of having the laundry list of our faults. You don't have a laundry list of your faults? I've sure got one of mine. Having that erased, our debts of brokenness and sin forgiven, we are set free by this Jesus who began as a helpless baby but went on to the cross, that divine gift of atonement and forgiveness for the sins of the whole world. This is what Christmas is really about. And I invite you to get excited about what that means for you in your life. Mercy, hope, forgiveness, love. These are the real Christmas gifts. And the more you give of them to others, the more you find you have. The shoe story. When I told my father he was found out and suggested that nobody could really get down the chimney of our little cottage, and I actually used those words, "not real," my father asked me what everyone did at Christmas time. And I said, "Well, we all give presents." "Right," he said. "The presents you get, are they real?" "Yes," I had to admit, in my 10-year-old experience, "they're real presents." "Right," he said. "So the spirit of giving, whom we call Santa Claus, is real." Brilliant. I couldn't say no to that. So in a few hours, I went from the upset disappointment of a disillusioned 10-year-old to an eager believer in the spirit of giving we have from God. So tonight, as we celebrate the perfect divine version of the spirit of giving, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, Merry Christmas to you all. Amen.